Amen. All right, if you would take your Bibles this morning, go to Proverbs chapter number 1. Proverbs chapter number 1. If you would excuse me this morning if I tend to cough a little bit. I think we've all kind of caught this bug, or it seems to be hopping from person to person. But please excuse me if I do. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. The Bible says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity?" The simple. Now, for those of you who are in my class every week, this might be a little familiar to you. But the simple. Let me ask you, what is a simple person? Define it for me. What does it mean when the book of Proverbs talks about the simple? Somebody tell me. Foolish, okay. All right. Somebody else. No discernment, okay. All right. Somebody else. Yes, sir. Unlearned, okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yes, the simple person is unlearned. They lack knowledge. They're ignorant. Now, the simple person is not necessarily stupid. They're not incapable of learning. It's not that there's some kind of malfunction or something doesn't click. It's not that. It's they just don't know. Now, simple is not necessarily... Now, let me finish this before you just take off with what I'm about to say. Being simple is not necessarily wrong or bad. Because the truth is at different points in our life, all of us are simple. There are things that we just don't know. That's why I love Google. We live in an amazing day when if you don't know something, or if something, whether it's your car, your computer, or whatever it might be, if something doesn't seem right or you have a question, man, you can hop on Google, search it, and there's 15,000 forums or something that's offering you answers. And you can start looking, and a lot of times you can find the answer you're looking for. Google is amazing. But the simple person is ignorant. They just don't know. And if we all got honest, there's things that we don't know. So concerning that subject, we would be simple. But here's the difference. The simple doesn't want to know. If you notice verse 22, it says, "How long, ye simple, will you what? Love simplicity." There is an affection for their simplicity. They like it. They don't want to complicate their lives. They don't want any more information than they need to know. They just want to keep living their life, and they want you to leave them alone. They don't want to know any more information. And you know what? That's one thing about information. The more you get to know, the more there is to know. And the more complicated things get, and the deeper you get into things. It's kind of like working on your car. You know, you think it's just this. So what do? You take a couple screws out, you go in there, and next thing you know, you're like, oh man, this is broken too. And well, this is, and it's like it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And the more we know, the more complicated things tend to get. And the simple doesn't want that in their life. They want it very simple. Leave me alone. Don't give me any information. Let me just live my life. And we shouldn't be that way. We should want to learn. We should want to know things. And we're going to see some things about the simple and one reason and some reasons why we shouldn't want to be simple. But let me share a couple things that some people have said. Alexander Hamilton said, "He who stands for nothing will fall for everything." And that's very true of the simple. The simple are very persuadable. You can influence them very easily. A man by the name of G.K. Chesterton, he was an author, said, "There are no uninteresting things, only uninterested people." Benjamin Franklin said, "Being ignorant is not so much a shame as being unwilling to learn." And Benjamin Franklin also said, "Man will occasionally stumble over the truth, but usually manages to pick himself up, walk over or around it, and carry on." And aren't we that way sometimes? We figure something out, or somebody tells us, what do we want to do? We want to try our best to ignore it sometimes. That's a simple attitude. That's a simpleton attitude. And we need to be very careful in our lives that we are willing to learn, that we are willing to be teachable, and help let other people help us. David said in Psalms chapter 116, verse number 6, that the Lord preserves the simple.